The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. And in Mind Your Business, we look at the SME sector here. It powers half our economy and hires about 70% of our people. Now, Arkadin is taking a step forward in helping small, medium businesses out and entrepreneurs as well in their ventures to provide affordable yet efficient communication solutions for the small yet aspiring player. It's going to provide SMEs with the first ever online meeting solution that includes all features with no additional costs. Oh, I like the sound of that. David Granger is General Manager of Arkadin Cloud Communications. He helps us out today. David, thanks for coming.
Hi, it's a pleasure.
Spoker is what we're talking about today. Spoker Meet is one of the products.
Correct.
We may be getting to more of the other products a little later on. You're aiming to help SMEs out. Why?
So it's
nice guy that you guys are.
Spoker, we truly believe that together we discover more, meaning that when people come together, work with their networks, reach out, break down boundaries, then things happen. Good things happen and problems get fixed. And when we look at the small business sector, we see some persistent challenges that have probably been in place for decades that stop people communicating as easy as they could with their investors, with their clients, with their employees.
What are we talking about?
So
just beyond the telephone? I mean, you can...
Yeah, so let me give you an example. If you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur, you probably use free tools as much as you can. So in our space, free tools are things like WhatsApp, Slack, WeChat. The problem with these free tools, or maybe you give out your mobile number to your customers or whoever because you don't have much money, there's just a few of you. The problem with this is that it's not very scalable, and it very quickly gets to a point where it doesn't look professional, it's not the company image you want to portray. What do? You contact your local telecoms company and you say, look, I need a phone number, and two major challenges come up. First of all, cost. Suddenly you're hit with hardware costs, someone has to come to your place to install something, there's ongoing costs, and there is permanent costs when you make a telephone call or hold an online meeting. The other issue you have is the customer experience. As we all know, and I won't mention any company names, but I've worked in this space in three continents, calling your local telecoms company for service is rarely, in fact, never a pleasurable experience. Small business owners don't really have the time, in our opinion, to do that, to go through that pain. So we are challenging these issues head on by providing what we believe will be a game changer when it comes to super simple and affordable communications tools specifically for small businesses and entrepreneurs.
How is it affordable, David? Because anytime we hear of things becoming easier, smaller, quicker, it tends to be more expensive.
I'd say yes and no. I think there's a couple of points there. Firstly, I use the example of somebody like Uber. The technology that Uber have brought to what was the taxi industry and now is the rideshare industry has probably made things cheaper, certainly in my experience of traveling around, because it's opened up competition. It's put the consumer much more in control of things. And I think the same applies here. I think firstly, we're using technology. We don't provide hardware. We're not providing complex integrations. We're providing a purely online service. It's an e-commerce model where within seconds you are provisioned through automation and technology that we've built with your telephone number. So technology keeps our costs down. I think the second point is, you know, a lot of incumbent industries, like any, make a lot of money, and that a challenger is willing to make less to get into that space. So I think we're also taking the view that because it's a technology platform-based business that should be able to scale quickly, we can afford to work at a lower price because we plan to scale quickly and globally. We're already launched in 8 countries in only 3 months, so it's happening pretty fast.
Some consumers, though, not so just hung up on the price. They're also wondering about, say, the quality of your product.
Yeah.
Audio affected in any way?
So actually, the backbone of what we do when we provide the telephone and video connectivity that we use for our telephony-based services and also Spoken Meet, which is our online meeting or video service, is actually based on the same technologies that the major telco carriers play. It's more about the front end that's different. So the network we use is from a major global telco. The in-country telephone numbers are provided by the local tier one carriers. So the quality is not impacted. We launched the telephony-based services about 3 months ago. And what we've noticed, which probably answers your question better than me coming up with various reasons why, is that out of all of the clients that took up a free trial, which is how we get people started, you have 1 month free, almost all of them have continued to use and are also adding users and using it more. So bearing in mind that this is their business telephone, it's pretty critical to their businesses, that is the biggest vote of confidence that we have.
Or do you think that people just are expecting it to be maybe a little choppy, people on the other end sounding a bit AI, I suppose?
I think it goes back to when you're a really small business and you've got no money and you're just starting, you're using WhatsApp, you're using WeChat, you know that quality is going to suffer.
Yeah.
I think the sweet spot for us and the real bridge that we're helping small businesses and entrepreneurs to cross is when they go from being that one-man, two-man shop that is really just starting to needing to then look like a bigger company with a proper phone number that people can call, dealing with customers around the world where you're not going to put up with anything less than good quality.
What do you reckon is what's different about Spoker to, say, other offerings, your USP, if you will?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to two things. The first one is affordability. If you want a business telephone or you want some sort of online meeting video conferencing service right now, you generally are going to a very large player. You're generally having to buy hardware, there's capital expenditure and so on, and it becomes very expensive. We are selling unlimited use of international dialing, so international calling, or unlimited use of video meetings for 10, 15 Singapore dollars per month for unlimited use. You compare that to the incumbents, some of the big telcos and other players who've been doing this for years. You don't get anything like that, and you're paying
per minute. Call, maybe.
Exactly.
At that amount.
And I think that the affordability, which is a massive barrier to entry, but also, and this is probably more important for me, is the customer experience. As I mentioned earlier, dealing with your telecoms company, sorry, Singtel, sorry, StarHub, it's never a pleasurable experience. I know because I'm from that background where customer service, customer experience was something that you did adequately. In this day and age, consumers won't stand for that. We are all used to having these beautiful apps on our phone that work well, and we don't want to talk to people. We don't want to be in queues waiting for 45 minutes for someone to answer our phone. That's the other USP that we bring to the telecoms industry, which I would assert is the final big global industry to be disrupted by players like Uber, Airbnb, and the like.
How long did it take to develop Spoker?
So we started about 2 years ago, and the first 6 months was very much talking to entrepreneurs and small businesses. We knew we wanted to do something focused on small businesses because we saw the challenges, but we didn't know exactly what. What came back from 6 months of research across the globe, so North America, Europe, and Asia, was telephony. When we reached that point as a small business owner where we need a proper telephone system, it's a problem. We discussed that. And also online meetings just didn't work. You know, we operate small businesses, but we are global or regional, and we need to be able to meet with people, and services just don't work. So the first 6 months was discovery. Then we spent about 18 months working on the brand, working on the product itself, products themselves, the underlying technology that we're using. And also a lot of time, as I recall, trying to find a name that made sense, wasn't rude in any of the countries we're going to launch in, and there was a .com URL available for.
Right. So Spoker doesn't mean anything per se, or is it an amalgamation of a couple words?
I wish there was more science behind it, but it was pretty random. I like to think, and I did check it with various Chinese dialects, Japan, Korea. As far as I know, it doesn't mean anything inappropriate anywhere. But we like to think of it in two ways. Spoken. We're about communication. Makes sense. But also the spokes on a wheel, bringing people towards the center and bringing them together to have some kind of forward momentum.
Oh, look at that.
But I made the second one up.
Okay, then. Disruption, that's been bandied about a lot. You talked about a few of them, Airbnb, Uber, etc. And also here in this space, you're looking at trying to disrupt the big players as well. Fast-changing technology, we can't sort of deny it. How do you think Spoker can keep up? What do you think is the next big thing? Implants in the eyeball, and then you can just communicate straight away, right? Who needs the computer?
So I think this is why... This is why we are a startup within a large organization. The fact of the matter is, if our parent organization had tried to do this, and I worked for them for a long time, it wouldn't have happened because of legacy reasons, because they're larger, they've got their processes and systems in place. So Spoker has been separated out completely to ensure that we maintain small and agile and can do what we need to do fast, because that's in the name of the game now with these disrupting technologies and players. So that's the first point. I think the second point is we have a fantastic engineering team who are super onto it, and we also have a very
Dedicated to Spoker.
Dedicated to Spoker, yeah. Absolutely dedicated to us in North America and Europe, who can react really quickly. And I won't bore you with details, but have proven as we learn some stuff, which is normal in our first 3 months, have proven that they can react really fast and make big changes. But also a real product focus. Traditionally in telecoms, it's all been about sales. You get more and more people to use your service, you make money, and the product itself was, in my opinion,
secondary.
Yeah. Whereas,
what about after sales service, just to make sure that the system is still working and such? That's lacking as well, you reckon?
Absolutely. And for me, banking is starting to be disrupted now with some online banks, Apple coming into the credit card space. Telecoms, which is a massive industry globally, one of the biggest, is really yet to be disrupted. And I think that it's rested on its laurels for a long time. And maybe we are the start of a change of that, which will be good for all of us.
Any ideas what might be next? Can you tell us even?
So what's next is probably quite boring because it's more of the same but rolling out into more countries. So we're currently live in Asia, in Australia, Hong Kong, and of course Singapore. But we'll be adding on Malaysia, New Zealand, and India very soon.
How are you getting the word out, outreach and awareness? Pick up the phone and call somebody.
I have a fantastic marketing manager who's sat next to me. So,
oh, she gave me the evil eye the whole time. Talk about this, David.
Most of it is online. So we're an e-commerce company. So it's all around our website. It's around our content. It's around writing pieces that are useful to entrepreneurs so they actually want to come and spend time with us and learn about our products that way.
If you want to check them out, spoker.com is where you can find them, spoka.com. David Granger is General Manager of Arkadin Cloud Communications. They're the parent company to Spoker. Check them out. David, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.